This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to welcome on an NFL analyst who knows a little something about the NFL and can help us talk through a couple things with this Browns team during this disappointing 2-7 season. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, is going to be joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And he is the host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Brian Baldinger. Now, what's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Well, what's going on, guys? You know, I mean, it's Thursday night. Getting ready for a little Eagles and Commanders action here tonight. And turn the page and looking forward to this weekend right now.
Brian, could you grade his Mayo game day be delicious, please? Ross Tucker That's gave him pretty. A 9.7. I don't know if you want to go higher than that and make him feel good or where you're at.
Well, I mean, you just got to put that accent on Mayo, you know, and then maybe even like spice it up. Like, what do you like Mayo on? Do you like it on vegetables? Do you like it with French fries? Like, what are you doing with your Mayo?
See, this is what I love about Baldy, is he watches the tape and he listens to the tape.
That's right.
And yeah, sure, maybe that's a 9.2, right? But he's like, it could have been a 9.5. And that's what, this is why we bring you on here. I do want to get to Thursday Night Football in a game people are going to hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. Where do you lean in this game, Eagles-Commanders tonight?
I'm leaning towards Philadelphia, just because I think they're better in the trenches. But I think Washington has played a tougher schedule. You know, playing Pittsburgh last week, they could have easily won that game last week. They wiped up the Arizona Cardinals this year. I think they've been tougher tested than the Eagles. The Eagles have beaten up on a lot of bad teams, including Cleveland, including New Orleans, including Jacksonville. And so I think the record is a little shinier than what they really are. But along the way, they've built a lot of confidence. They've developed a lot of young players. And those young players right now are playing really good for the Eagles.
Let me ask you, as we go to the Browns here, we talked last segment about the idea that Jameis Winston the benching seems like it's inevitable, but he's got an opportunity here. Do you feel like a benching for Jameis is inevitable, or can he be the guy for the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, he's going up against a team that he's very familiar with. He was down there, knows some of those people down there. But, I mean, you know, he had a great first game. Had a horrible second game. I mean, he's got a chance to redeem himself right now after a bye week and, you know, prove people that he should be the guy for the rest of the season. I know Dorian's sitting right there waiting, but, I mean, if Jameis can go down there and play winning football and get a win, it'd be hard not to keep him in the lineup right now.
So with that, what's the difference between good Jameis and bad Jameis and playing clean football? Like, is there an obvious difference on tape?
Well, I mean, the easy and the obvious answer is just, you know, the turnovers. They're hard to live with. And then it's a question of, you know, does he have enough feel for what Elijah Moore, you know, what Cedric Tillman, some of these receivers are doing, since it's kind of new to him right now, and they're playing a lot of these young guys. So, I mean, I think Njoku is Njoku. I think he's pretty easy to figure out, but you know, a lot of these routes are choice routes or timing routes. You just want to be on this, you know, in cahoots with these guys, and I'm not so sure they were in that last game.
You know, I'm happy you brought up Njoku, because the production for Njoku this year isn't where it typically is. About 250 yards total receiving on the season. If you looked at him and you looked at the numbers, you'd say, well, it's just, that's not That's not a top 10 tight end. That's not a top 7 tight end in the NFL. Can you chalk up a season like this, if you're David Njoku, to just the circumstances, everything around Deshaun, or should we be expecting more out of Njoku?
It's a good question. But, you know, like, for a long time, I thought Njoku was underused. Then he got paid, and he had a great season last year. And he was a big reason why, you know, Joe Flacco had success, they got to the playoffs, et cetera. And then this year, he seems to be that guy that used to play in Cleveland that they didn't pay any attention to. I don't know why, when you have a tight end that runs like that, that has the size, that you never have to take off the field because he's a decent blocker, like, why you anybody can't get him the ball. Like, I'm just a little, Travis Kelce, I'm not comparing him to Travis Kelce, but he has 40 targets in the last 3 games. Like, Njoku, I don't know if he's going to get that in half a season right now. Like, there's ways to get the ball to the tight end. I don't care what offense you're in. And so whether it's tight end delays, tight end dumps, tight end stick routes, like, there's a million ways, man or zone, that you can get the tight end of the ball. And they just seem oblivious to that.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season, like maybe a little Cajun dip if you wanted to. That's a
He's
mayo
pushing for the
thing.
9-8 here.
I'm just
Baldy.
Saying. You know, or maybe dip something in and put on her sandwich. I'm just thinking out loud here, Baldy.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, it's a base for a lot of different dips and a lot of sauces. So it's not just pure mayo. Sometimes you got to like mix it up with a few things. Russian dressing, for example.
I am a dips and sauces guy. People say that about me, Baldy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I am too. I'm all about the condiments. They take up all the room in my refrigerator.
It's a versatile condiment. If mayo was a football player, what would mayo be?
I would say a Minka Fitzpatrick.
That's what I was thinking.
He can play anywhere. Yeah.
We both thought Minka. That. Yeah. So one of the big conversations we had this week, now that this team is 2-7, and it sure feels like there's no home run, down the stretch run to, you know, miracle, save this thing, is why this season has gone this way. Do you think that the Browns' problems this year are a talent problem?
Well, the offensive line did fall apart in different ways throughout the year. And Nick Chubb wasn't available until a couple weeks ago. And I don't think we've seen the best of Nick Chubb. So, I mean, you have to say that the depth on the offensive line was tested and probably not very good. They lost, the top 3 tackles at some point. A couple centers, whatever. I mean, I go through the whole list of them. But that always leads to problem areas. Obviously, Deshaun never really found any rhythm at all, never really had a great game the way that they were counting on. And I guess the disappointing part was how the defense at times has fallen apart. And I thought that was going to be a strength all year long to this team.
Mike Vrabel is in Berea right now. He was just coaching. I saw a video of him coaching tight ends like an hour ago. He's on the field. He's doing practice. If he went to Jimmy Haslam and told Haslam as they cross paths in one of the hallway, like, hey, dump Stefanski, I'll be your head coach next year. Do you feel like Haslam would make that move?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think he would want to do a little bit more of a thorough search. I think he would want to talk to an elite offensive-minded coach. The problem with hiring Mike Vrabel, and I like Mike, and I think he'd be a great candidate, and maybe in the second spot be a great coach. But what happens with these guys is, it's happening in Chicago right now. If you hire a defensive guy, he's got to hire the offensive guy. And if the offensive guy doesn't work out, then it seems like everybody gets blown out, probably what's going to happen in Chicago. If you hire an offensive coordinator, who's really good, and the offense gets fixed, even if your defense needs changes, you can do that without changing your head coach. That's, I don't know if I explained that correctly or not, but it seems like offensive-minded coaches that get the offense fixed, like they're a little bit, they have a little bit more staying power than if it's a defensive guy and the offense doesn't get fixed.
Baldy, looking at this Saints-Browns game on Sunday, which team do you think is more talented?
I would say the Browns are. Like, you know, the Saints won last week, and congratulations to Darren Rizzi. Literally, when I was watching that game, I challenged any analyst in the country to tell me who some of these guys were that were playing for the Saints. I didn't know who Jordan Mims was. Like, Sal Devery's playing left guard, and I mean, I go through the whole lineup and go, I didn't know who some of these guys were. They picked up Marquez Valdez-Scantling on a bus stop maybe 10 days ago. He wins the game for him. Catches two touchdown passes. Like, without him, they don't win the game. And so I would say right now that the Browns are a more talented team than the Saints.
Should the Browns be trying to win games at this point?
That's a good question. I mean, I believe you try to win as many games as you can. I understand that, you know, draft picks are important, and you could go through the annals of history going, teams could have had this guy or that guy. I don't think you can worry about that. You know, Lamar Jackson was the last quarterback taken his year. You know, if you were playing for a high pick quarterback that year, you didn't get Lamar. So I believe that you try to win as many games you can, whenever you can, and let the draft take care of itself. Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the 25th pick in the draft, and Lamar was the 32nd pick, and, you know, Mahomes wasn't the first quarterback taken. And if that's what you're looking for, sometimes those guys at the top, as we have all have seen, and Lord knows Cleveland's had a bunch of them, they're not what you thought they were going to be.
I got to look more into this history thing. DeJuan Jones at left tackle. Do you think this could stick?
He doesn't look nearly as good at left tackle as he did last year at right tackle. And, you know, maybe he just needs more time. I just don't know if he's as athletic as you need out there at left tackle right now to keep that spot. I've seen him struggling a little bit out there. When I saw him, like, really lock down that right tackle spot last year, you know, I saw T.J. Watt struggle. I saw a lot of elite pass rushers have a hard time with DeJuan. It seemed like he gives up more plays and is less effective on the left side. Although it's just I don't even know how many games it's been, just a couple of games now. He looked more comfortable on the right side than me.
Do you give up on Jedrick Wills after the business decision comments, or do you feel like there's still – what is Jedrick Wills' spot with the Browns, and what would his spot be in the rest of the NFL if he's not with the Browns?
Well, some of it is financial. You know, you got to say, okay, what do we want to pay a guy like this right now that might not even be a starter? Some other team might take a crack at him. Sometimes it's just, you know, guys are more successful when everything around him is going good. Jedrick's had good days in this league with Cleveland when Chubb was going strong and, you know, they were – the play-action game was really going well and all that kind of stuff. And the defense was, you know, participating. And Baker had some good days and he was out there. You know, then things aren't going well. And all of a sudden, you know, some of these guys aren't as good as what you think they might have been. So sometimes the system, the players around, all that kind of stuff can make a difference. But, you know, look, the Jets moved on from Mekhi Becton. He was in the same draft. He's starting at right guard for the Jets and playing great. Sometimes you just need a change of scenery and put them in a different place. And, you know, some of the talent that you thought you saw coming out of Alabama, like, resurfaces.
All right, so now I got to ask you, because we are talking about cheap, young, veteran starter potential options next year in free agency. I'm going to give you three names. And if these are the three names they choose from, I want to know which one you would choose for this team.
All right.
Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, or Justin Fields?
I mean, just... my knee-jerk reaction to those three would be Justin Fields. Because I think Justin Fields still has a chance to be a good player in this league. I think I've seen enough of Mac Jones and Daniel Jones over the years to think like where they're at in backup roles is where they need to be. I think Justin Fields still has an arc where he can still ascend with the right coach, right system. Because I saw it in Chicago and I saw it a little bit in Pittsburgh where I think he still has a chance to be a starter. Not maybe a top 10, but I think he can still be a starter in this league.
Baldy, excellent stuff as always. Appreciate you. Have another wonderful weekend here in the football world because we got a good one coming up.
Yep. That's what my plan is, guys. Enjoy the same thing, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Brian Baldinger there. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious on a sandwich with a dip. It just doesn't feel the same way. Somebody go back. You know what? Much like the Browns offense, it's got to take it one snap at a time. When we come back, we'll react to what Baldy had to say about your Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.